Okay, hey guys, this is going to be a little bit of a different episode. It's not going to be, I'm going to probably put it as a bonus episode. I don't know. Anyways, it doesn't really matter, but this is going to be a no intro episode. I just realized today that I don't really know how to work with intros. I don't really get, my intros are kind of useless. So I think I'm going to start switching up how I do those just because I feel, an intro is sort of something that that is like a barrier in my mind to getting this done, because then I have to record the intro and then come up and have to like come up with an intro and then record the thing. And if the video doesn't need an intro or the podcast doesn't need an intro, I'm not gonna make one. But anyways, I just realized that, you know, a lot of you guys see me, maybe, I don't know if you, how many of you guys know this, I'm sure I talked about it on the podcast, I was a Kanye fan. I wouldn't necessarily call myself a Kanye fan anymore. And that's what I want to address in this pod, in this little mini segment. Basically, I think that Kanye is a talented musician, and every once in a while, I'm sure I'm gonna go back and listen to a couple of his albums. I'm not really in the mood for those right now, but a lot of his newer stuff and more recent stuff and just his stuff in general has sort of, a new tone has been given to it by me, not by me, to me, a new taste. I'm seeing it from a new perspective, and I'm seeing it with the taste in my mouth of knowing that Kanye is kind of going crazy right now. I think he shouldn't do that. I don't know if you guys know, he is on, like, publicly on Twitter. Instagram. I've been posting some of them on my stories. I'm not sure if you guys follow me. Me personally on Instagram. But if you do, I've been posting some of the crazier stuff and some of the weirder stuff that he's been posting on the situation. It's not that weird of a situation. I mean, it's not like an uncomfortable, it's definitely uncomfortable. It's not like a strange, gross, or like wrong type situation. It's just sort of uncomfortable to watch. And Kanye is, it all started when Kanye's daughter, I think, Chicago, I forget which one. One of Kanye's daughters, his oldest kid, he posted a screenshot of her new TikTok video. She just got a TikTok while at Kim's house. And, he posted a screenshot of that. And the caption was very blatantly saying, you know, what do I do? I've never had a divorce before. What do I do about my wife letting my daughter get a TikTok when I did not want it? And, I can't imagine what this is like for his daughter or for his ex-wife I'm sure there's a lot going on, but Kanye tends to usually show what's actually going on in his mind. So I don't know how much of what's actually going on in the situation in real life, but I know that whatever Kanye's posting right now is probably exactly what he's thinking. And for him to be posting that, and, you know, his family is going to see that, his kids are going to see that, is really tough. Today he posted a little video, or a little picture of him and a couple of his associates, his rap friends, on one side of the Civil War, the Marvel Captain America Civil War poster, and then it was Pete Davidson, Kim, Kid Cudi, actually. I was surprised at that one. I think one other person, a couple other people. If you want to, you can look up Kanye West's Instagram. I'm not sure if it'll still be up, but it's definitely going to be on the internet forever now. So if you're interested, you can find that. I just want to let you guys know that my opinion currently on Kanye has changed for sure. I definitely am not as interested in him as a person anymore. Not that I'm opposed to people who listen to his music or even really support him. I mean, it's just a, I don't think you're a bad person if you support him in this situation. I don't really care that much, but I think that me personally, I can't support this. I think for him, mental health, because he sort of had this, he has this aboveness, this individuality that is unhealthy. And I think individuality and confidence are good things, but in this case, it's individuality and, I don't know, almost a, it's almost a power thing for him, and it's almost a, something that he struggles with, obviously, is, you know, seeing himself too highly and above others, and he's tended to use his mental health issues as almost an excuse to go crazy. And, you know, regardless of your, of how mentally healthy you are, you, everyone wants to go crazy at some point, and everyone wants to, I don't know, be free and wild, and everyone has the same urges to go, to a certain extent, everyone has the same urges to, you know, go off the rails and do their own thing. Everyone has those same urges, regardless of mental health. Some of those urges are more challenging when you're struggling with your mental health, but with, in Kanye's case, there is a lot of support for him. He could easily find the best, you know, psychiatrists, therapists, counselors. He could have, he has the access and the advice to do that everywhere on the internet. And he has the, obviously monetarily and power-wise, he has, he could get the access to the best in the world. And I think that, sorry if it sounds like I'm just tired right now. Sorry if it sounds like I'm choking up. I'm not. And I just think it's insensitive of him to sort of paint that picture of him as this, like, special person who gets to live above everything because of their mental health issues, when there's medications and solutions to mental health issues. There's, they're just like regular health issues. And I think it's sort of ridiculous that he has been using that, especially lately, as sort of a crutch. And I think that if he changes and he shows improvement, I would be totally fine with supporting him again. But at least for the time being, and here he does have a new Netflix documentary coming out soon, and I'm sure I'm going to watch it eventually, but I'm definitely not as excited about it anymore, based on his current state and what he's doing to, I don't know, it's just a stressful thing to watch. So yeah, I just wanted to give my input on that. As to some of you guys, I may be known as a Kanye fan, or that might be a trait that you connect to me. I want to let you guys know that that is something that is, for the time being, with all that, with all I've said, changed. So yeah, I'll see you guys, I guess.